Secretary of State Colin Powell is reporting progress on the sixth day of his Middle East mission, but he told reporters he's not sure he'll be able to arrange a formal ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians before he leaves the region. Powell is meeting again today with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and tomorrow with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Overnight, Israeli forces returned to the West Bank town of Tukharum, but withdrew hours later. Sharon says the Israeli army will pull out of most of the West Bank within a week, but will remain in Ramallah and Bethlehem. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Hours after Prime Minister Sharon told CNN, quote, "Altogether we are on our way out," Israeli tanks reoccupied Tulkarm, pulling out again after a brief incursion. Troops also moved into three Palestinian villages near Jerusalem. The army said the operations were designed to deter suicide bombers and gunmen from striking during Israeli Independence Day, which begins tonight. For many Israelis, it's a holiday marked by anxiety for their families and anger at an outside world that's growing ever more critical of a military offensive that Israelis see as a necessary part of the war against terrorism. Sharon also told Israeli radio that Palestinian militia leader Marwan Barghouti will stand trial in Israel. Troops arrested Barghouti yesterday in Ramallah. Political and security officials called the arrest of Barghouti one of the major victories of the nearly three-week-old military offensive. Israeli analysts said the intelligence services will be pressing Barghouti for hard evidence linking Yasser Arafat to the past 18 months of shooting and suicide bomb attacks against Israel. Israeli officials say they have no intention of harming Barghouti, a very popular figure among Palestinians. But Palestinian analyst Hassan Khatib says he fears for Barghouti's safety in the rooms of the Israeli interrogation center in Jerusalem.
I know that place very well. I have been arrested and interrogated in that place 11 years ago, and it's quite a hell. They use all the kind of torturing that you might imagine. Two ribs of mine were broken, and my jaw was broken as well during the physical torture.
Israel denies using torture methods, although it has said it uses moderate physical pressure during questioning. In the Jenin refugee camp today, Red Cross and other humanitarian agencies are back searching for bodies and trying to attend to the Palestinians still living amid the rubble. Red Cross representative Jessica Barry says yesterday's efforts covered only a tiny section of the devastation.
It's very difficult going in there. The roads have all been churned up. There are buildings that are toppling. It's very insecure and unsafe. So we were going slowly, step by step. There are still a lot of civilians in there. And this is really where we will focus our work in the coming days, to provide assistance to those people who are still in there.
It will be some time before the relief agencies can help sort out how many people were killed in Jenin. Israel insists that Palestinian claims of 500 dead are hugely exaggerated. Palestinians say the army kept the camp closed to journalists in the immediate aftermath of the fighting to hide evidence of what they call a massacre. Secretary Powell continues to press for a cessation of violence and a joint statement from the Israelis and Palestinians. He's also discussing a possible multinational peace conference to be held at the foreign minister level so as to avoid a personal meeting between Arafat and Sharon. Powell remains worried about the situation along Israel's border with Lebanon. Israel says it won't continue to sit back in the face of attacks it blames on Hezbollah guerrillas. Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer says soon Israel's well of restraint will be empty.
I don't think that we can continue to accept their offer every day, exactly at the same hour, shelling in the Shaba farm area and others. Slowly, slowly, they are moving northward and westward. I think that this has to be stopped.
Lower-level meetings are continuing between Palestinian and Israeli representatives, working on a statement that officials say will commit the two sides to working for peace without resorting to violence. Powell said the term ceasefire might not be part of the statement. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.